food, glorious food. Yes, indeed. That's what we're talking about. It's time for this week's edition of Shut Up and Eat. Joe Riccio from Down East Magazine, Dispatch Magazine, Food Coma TV joining us. I hope that inspired you, Joe.
You know what? My musical intros are always inspiring.
We try to mix it up, make it something different for you every week, and different topics each week, like this week, where we discuss food-related movies.
Yes, and actually, send a little disclaimer. Dispatch Magazine, unfortunately, is no longer.
Well,
so it's just Down East and Food Coma.
That's not because of you, is it?
Probably.
Okay, well, all right.
I assume everything is because of me, so... in my nature, Rich.
You have, by the way, before we talk about food-related movies, on social media, you're killing me with your pictures of food and some of your journeys over the last couple of weeks. Man, that looks good.
Yeah, it's been pretty good lately. I've been kind of getting around to going a lot of places that I probably should have gone by now, but I like to kind of cover a lot of ground in a short period of time and then make everybody jealous, you know?
Well, you've done that, at least as far as we're concerned here. So food-related movies. Now, we're not talking Meatballs. We're not talking Good Burger. What are we talking about?
Meatballs wasn't really a food movie.
No.
I don't think.
No.
Well, I kind of... I've always been partial. See, the problem with food movies is I feel like the newer they are, the more they kind of follow that sort of overhyped like food TV show where they're like, oh, we enlisted Thomas Keller to make sure we're, you know, working in the kitchen just like a chef does and blah, blah, blah. I think all that's just absolutely ludicrous. That's why I like Big Night.
Oh,
so much.
Right there on my list, number one for me.
Yeah, I think it's number one. I think, you know, I've never seen a movie that makes it look sexier just to eat a plate of scrambled eggs with a piece of bread, you know, like that last scene just in silence.
Yeah. Plus, it features USM grad Tony Shalhoub, so you got to like that.
Yeah, and he's amazing in that movie. I mean, I never, you know, I consistently use the word Philistine because of him.
Well, I love that movie, and it just, it makes you understand how good food and the right atmosphere can just make everything so much better.
Yeah, and they really get the essence of like sort of the feast, you know, and they end there, and they capture it. It's not overdone. It's not like not, and even the way they portray like the bad Italian restaurant, you know, the Pascal's across the street, you know, it's just really spot on, I think. Plus, it's an awesome movie. I mean, that's the most important thing: is it a good movie?
Right.
Beyond the food stuff. Now, that being said, I have to say, there are two newer movies that I had reservations about, no pun intended, before I watched. I hate that I said that. one of them was Chef with Jon Favreau.
I liked that movie a lot.
Yeah, I loved it. I love Jon Favreau, and I was like, oh, God, why are you doing a food truck movie? That's and the movie is actually great. It's hilarious. The cooking scenes are beautiful. I have to make spaghetti and garlic after every time after I watch that movie because of that one particular the other movie is actually Burnt with Bradley Cooper.
Oh no, I haven't seen that.
That was something that was really a surprise, because Bradley Cooper, not a lot of people know this, but they tried to make a TV show out of Kitchen Confidential, Anthony Bourdain's book, back in, I guess it must have been like 2004 or something like that. And it was Bradley Cooper starred as Anthony Bourdain. The show was just wretched. It got canceled after one season. Like, Anthony Bourdain openly admits he just wanted money. That's the only reason he did it. So I was pretty nervous about watching something with Bradley Cooper kind of doing the chef role. But he played the sort of flawed, driven character, I thought, really well. And there are also some really nice food scenes, and it actually was a good movie. It kind of had some of the recurring themes from, like, movies like Dinner Rush, you know, with, like, the degenerate chef that owes money to the drug dealer and all this and that. But all in all, I thought it was actually pretty decent.
Friend Bruce Pratt has texted in and said, what about Babette's Feast?
Well, that's classic. You know, I mean, that's the, another iconic, you know, food film. It's not in my top because I tend to cite movies that I have to steam at least usually because I like watching things I've already seen more than new things.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as going back to maybe lesser known, but also sort of cult favorites, there's a movie called Tampopo.
Yes, yes.
Have you seen Tampopo?
I have. I love that movie.
Yeah, it's great, right? So this is obviously a movie that it's centered entirely around ramen and Japanese food culture, but it's just so bizarre. Many parts, but at the same time, there are so many brilliant scenes in that movie. From the when they make the omelet rice, to just the general kind of explaining the aesthetic and the component of perfect ramen. So I don't know, and that's one that you'll watch it and you'll be like, you won't really know what to think of it. Weird, but once you watch the whole movie, you'll kind of find yourself thinking about it and wanting to watch it again.
Now, I don't know this one. Bruce mentions it, The Van.
I've never seen The Van.
All right, we're both out on that one. Now, I had a couple
that
written.
Sounds like a kidnapping movie.
Well, it's got Danny DeVito in it, so I don't know. I had a couple on my list, and they're a peripheral connection at best. Would you include Sideways, even though it's about wine?
Yeah, well, I mean, I love Sideways. I've probably seen the movie about 30 times because it's more, I think, I just love the way they capture two completely different kinds of degenerates in that movie. And the wine content is great. Yeah, you could totally put it in the wine movie category. It's always really funny how that movie absolutely, you know, I worked in wholesale wine for 10 years and how one movie kind of unintentionally change the entire landscape of what people buy. And the funniest thing about it is the whole thing about Merlot.
Right.
And everybody's sort of, you know, dissing on Merlot is the wine that was like the ultimate wine in the film, the one he opens and has with the burger at the end of the 69, the Cheval Blanc, that actually is Merlot. So if you, you know, a little trick there played on people, but it actually managed to sink that entire people make Pinot Noir that basically tasted like Merlot had tasted in the 90s anyway. So.
And now this one, this isn't oldie and it's not about food, but it has one of my favorite food scenes of all time, 1963 Tom Jones with people using food as the ultimate aphrodisiac. Have you seen that movie and that scene?
No, what's it called?
Tom Jones, that's the movie.
Oh. But is Tom Jones in it?
No, Albert Finney's in it. A young Albert Finney, and you know, man and a woman get quite hot and bothered for each other, and they demonstrate it by just ravenously tearing into their food, being covered with greasy fingers, and it's wonderful.
Well, that's amazing. It would be even better if Tom Jones was in the mix.
That would take it. I couldn't watch it. It would be overload.
That reminds me of that one scene in Hot Shots Part Deux, where she puts the olive on her belly button and flips it into her mouth.
Mm.
Probably one of the sexier food scenes I can remember in a movie.
That is a classic right there.
Featuring Charlie Sheen, of course, you know, because he has to be involved.
Well, yeah, when you talk classics, you talk Charlie Sheen, no question.
You always talk Charlie Sheen.
I love it. Hey, Joe, great talking food and movies with you. We enjoyed it as always. You have a great weekend, and we'll catch you again next Friday.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. It's Joe Riccio, Down East Magazine, Food Coma TV, and not Dispatch Magazine, anyway, but not because of Joe.